text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
And a good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day. Welcome into the McFarland Show. Darren and Justin here with you. And yes, we are the McFarlands. And we're live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. DJ Damon is alongside in his UT Orange, getting ready for the big series against the Cats. C-A-T-S. Cats, Cats, Cats. I'm sure Mark Pope will probably throw out the first pitch in Lexington. That's just me throwing that out. I don't know that, but after, you know, last week's who's who for Tennessee in their series against LSU with Kim Caldwell, Todd Helton, and
yes,
Dalton Kinect, I'm sure Kentucky with this big series against Tennessee will try to throw out there. They can't have any of the basketball players because I don't think they have any yet. But they can get Mark Pope to come out.
Yes, they can.
And throw out the first pitch.
Matter of fact, Mark Pope might be so fired up that he may come out and throw the whole first inning.
No shirt.
You know, he may come out and go the whole first inning. Just, you know, I got it, guys. Don't worry about it. Let me show you how it's done. I got a little eligibility left.
I know we've talked about it. Look, he's doing all the right. Like,
sure.
He's got them in April, right? Like, they are. They're wrapped around his fingers, and he's doing it right, but it's all great, and he'll keep winning the months, okay? You can keep checking. May, June, July, and August, and September, and October. But then when you get to November, then the bullets are real.
Hey.
And then it's on. And then the mood changes a little bit.
Yeah, figure it out.
Unless you're winning.
Unless you got some guys.
Yeah. And you're winning, then look, the mood will remain the same.
But, yeah. Ask Deion Sanders how that's going.
Yeah, look, that is a great example. That's a fantastic example, right?
You get a lot of players from Yale and Britt and Cornell right now.
And BYU.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of his base at this point.
That seemed to be the core right now.
Yeah, but, you know, he's got to, you know, give him a chance to get settled. You know, he knows where the bathroom is and stuff, so it's not like he's got to get too acquainted. He understands where everything's at, so... You know, he's got to hit the road. He's got to go out and sell himself, sell the program, and see what he can do.
I told Damon, because Damon assumed, like I did earlier today, and I've actually had several people tell me the same thing, which tells me that there's real interest in this series, which is great for college baseball. That game, this weekend, to my knowledge, and we may need to fact check this, I know tonight for sure, because I have looked. I have not for sure looked at Saturday and Sunday. I don't think this thing's on TV. It's
really?
On SEC Network Plus.
Oh.
You got two top five teams in the country.
Mm. So what are they showing instead?
Damon asked me that. I don't know what they've got on SEC Network
tonight. Probably Texas A&M. They're number one. I think they play Arkansas or something.
Maybe. Vanderbilt, Florida was last night, and that was on SEC Network.
They're running a marathon? They don't have enough time? Texas A&M being number one? And
they're number one.
You know, okay.
Well, Arkansas was number one last
week. So we're doing it from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.? I mean, we don't have...
They might replay the Florida Blue game, just the spring game again. They played it about three times.
Well, that would be a travesty if they are indeed playing spring games over that series.
But
we need to look it up, because I've had several people reach out to me, and I assumed, like Damon, well, of course that series is going to be on SEC Network, or heck, even ESPN. I don't think so. I don't know. We need to look into that. Tonight it's on. It is not. Saturday and Sunday, not sure. But that's a big, big series in college baseball with Tennessee and Kentucky. And, of course, Vanderbilt took care of business, took game one last night against Florida. That's also a big series. That guy for the Gators, have you seen him? He's huge. Jack Gaglione. Is that how you say his Gaglione? He's hit a home run. I mean, he's getting national attention. He did it again last night. He's hit a home run in 8 consecutive games.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Is he Reggie Jackson? I mean, what are we doing?
He's hitting the ball over the fence.
Man.
Yeah.
But okay.
The good news for Vanderbilt is he hit one over the fence and they lost. So that's good.
Okay.
So Vanderbilt got the win. So they take game one. Alex Doherty from the Tennessean, who covers the Predators, was on our show. He's a frequent guest on our show. And look, the regular season had wrapped up on Monday against Pittsburgh. We're sitting here wondering, is it going to be Vancouver? Is it going to be Dallas? We now know it's going to be Vancouver again. The schedule's not out, but it seems like, as I said yesterday on the show, all signs are pointing towards a Sunday night game.
That is out.
Sunday. Is it out?
Yeah, Sunday.
Is it official?
Okay.
I've been a little bit busy.
But yeah, Sunday, yeah, yes,
as you
have.
You guys know.
Yes, you have. Sunday is going to be the game there for the Preds.
Is it a late night game?
9 o'clock our time? I have not seen the start time yet. Hold on. We can find that real quick as they take on Vancouver. But yes,
8:30. 8:30. No. 9 o'clock our time. Wow. 9 o'clock.
Well,
Sunday night. Game one.
You know, listen.
9 o'clock puck drop.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, 10 p.m. Eastern. I see it here. Jeez.
Or no, is that? Am I looking at that right?
No, you are.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so 9 o'clock like our time.
It's going to be a bunch of, games one and two are 9 o'clock. And then they come back here for a Friday night game and a Sunday afternoon game.
Yeah.
Games 3 and 4.
They couldn't do Thursday. Thursday, there was a conflict. Tim McGraw is at Bridgestone on Thursday. So they had to bump it. So
I think Damon's got the Vancouver's coach will play in just a moment.
Ah.
Rick Tocchet.
Talking about trying to get set there in the first round there for Vancouver. I've been listening to quite a bit of coverage up there, just trying to get set, since they were talking about us, apparently, I figured.
Well, that's what I was going to get at.
Figure we might as well be talking about them.
A lot of people haven't seen it. So before we play this, so Alex Doherty was on our show. We had a great conversation with him, as always. And as we say, you can listen to this show anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You can also listen to it in Vancouver. We know that because Johnny listens to us all the time, if
our
not every day.
Johnny, yeah.
Yeah. In Vancouver.
Well, now Johnny can not only listen to us, he can read all about us.
Well, the Vancouver Sun was listening, or Alex Doherty's appearance on our show got their attention because they wrote a big article on it, and they've quoted a lot of things that we said, including me slipping in there that we brought up. Remember, we bringing up the old series, the 2011 series?
Yes.
And Alex Burrows, and I called him a jerk.
Yes.
And they even put that. They even slid that into the interview.
Yes,
or into their story.
Because apparently you, Darren, represent Nashville media. It's right there in the headline. Nashville media feels the same way. Nashville media, they mean Darren McFarland is who they're talking about.
Well, Alex Doherty did text me today and said, apparently Vancouver's interested in what you have to say.
Yes, they are. Not just Vancouver, but all of Canada. At first, it was Edmonton. You've already been on the air in Edmonton, right?
Yeah.
And so now you've made your way over to Vancouver. Now, you know what's next? Montreal and Toronto. They'll be calling soon. That's what's next. It's only natural.
Oh, man. So it's pretty interesting, pretty funny. We appreciate them giving full credit to the McFarland Show.
And they did. They did.
WNSR.
They did.
In that article.
All the way.
Yeah. So
all the way.
But it's interesting. The tone that I got, I want to get, because we have not talked about this, right?
No, we
have not. We know we both have read it.
Yes.
But we haven't talked about, our reaction to it. I felt like the tone was their behind is a little shade of red. That they feel like, how dare you say Vancouver's the best option for Nashville? Oh, yeah, we'll show you. That's the tone I got from it.
I didn't.
It's like a text, right? Like, it's hard to read.
I didn't get
tone
all that
in a text.
I didn't get all that from them.
I got
a little, I don't know if you guys, we rather pay you guys too, is what I got. Excuse me.
They were both getting choked up over this.
Wow. Okay. So there's radio for you. No, I got a little, you know, we rather play Nashville, and it's nice to see that Nashville rather play us too. Now, I can't imagine why Nashville would want to play us, but, you know, hey, let's welcome in and let's listen to why Nashville thinks they're a good matchup for us. That's now, are they talking from a little bit of a high horse? A little bit.
A little bit.
But are they the favorite? They are.
Yeah.
So, you know, talk away.
Well, they even quoted that, quoted me saying in that interview with Alex that I said, look, the bottom line is everybody's going to pick Vancouver to win the series. And of course, they counter with, I guess, a couple big national people that have picked Nashville to be the sexy upset pick.
Well, yeah, because Nashville's been so hot as of late, and everyone's been quoting this 18-game point streak that they went on as a reason to be a little scary of Nashville, and giving a lot of credit to Nashville's player. It is very unusual to hear other people talking about Nashville's, you know, players and teams and people to be afraid of or worried about. As a matter of fact, we'll get to the soundbite later. There is a there's a scout, Craig Button is his name, from TSN up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's big.
He doesn't say UC Soros the same way we say it.
No.
He says it very differently.
Hmm.
Which made me question. I said, have we been saying it the wrong way this whole time? Or is, you know, because does he have the correct pronunciation? Since, you know, after all, he's in Canada. Maybe, you know, since they're right about everything with hockey, maybe we're the ones that have gotten it wrong. So, anyway, we'll hear that a little later.
Nick Kiprios, who I've talked to many times with Sportsnet, picked. In fact, they even quote him. He said it has upset written all over it in the Preds Vancouver series.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's going to be fun, but if Vancouver comes out, it gets real if Nashville's able to steal one. If Nashville's able to steal game one or game two, that's when it gets very real. If Nashville, it comes out flat and it's 0-2 coming back here, not saying it's impossible, but the task becomes a little bit more daunting if they can't pick up a game out there in Vancouver, which I think is certainly possible, and we'll put a little fire in Vancouver at that point. Then we'll find out who's really the better guy. And I think the head coach of Vancouver knows that as well. So if we're ready, let's go to the Vancouver head coach. And Darren, he is Rick Tocchet. This is what he had to say immediately following their season finale as they get ready for Nashville.
Yeah, I think for our group, we just have to worry about, game one. You can't look at the big thing. What if? You know, we got to win a series, all that stuff. I think you get it's dangerous when you think that way. I think we honestly prepare for that first period against Nashville and be ready to play from that first shift. You know, that's the way I think you approach these things. I think when you think big picture, you know, I think that's when people get nervous. So I think just more of a short-term goal for us.
That is a coach that is dealing with, Darren, what's the word I've been using all week in referring to the Nashville Predators, and that word is expectations. That is a coach that is clearly dealing with expectations of winning the Stanley Cup. They are expecting them, the Canucks, to be Stanley Cup finalists, Western Conference finalists at the very least. They're tired of watching everybody else lift the thing. They want to be the ones to bring the Stanley Cup back to Canada for the first time in a long time. And they're feeling that pressure there in Vancouver a little bit. So this is a coach that's trying to say, whoa. Let's just take it one, not one game at a time, one period at a time, one shift at a time. That's the way he's looking at it here. How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? He's trying to eat an elephant. That's the sound of someone who's trying to eat an elephant.
There's no doubt he's got immense pressure on him. And I remember, Rick Tocchet came out off television to coach this Vancouver team.
Mm.
Remember, he was on TNT's coverage.
Mm.
Rick Tocchet was longtime coach at Arizona, which, by the way, it was the worst-kept secret ever. But it did already become official, so they are.
Yeah.
Did you see the names, the trademarks?
No.
Oh, did I save that?
Trademarks for what?
For the name for, oh,
for
Salt
the for
Lake
the name
City.
Change.
Oh my gosh!
They said, you know, we talked about this a few days ago, but you know, when we were listening to another radio station out there in Salt Lake City talking about this. They said that they had some really screwy names already in the works.
Weird.
They said that they find ways to screw up names.
Yeah, half of them look like soccer teams.
Oh, boy.
You know, like the soccer FC team. And,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Like HC.
Don't do that. Don't
HC.
Do that.
Oh. I know. I was like, really?
Oh, don't do the Salt Lake Hockey Club.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I know.
Call them something, please.
One, I remember, was Blizzard. Salt Lake City Blizzard.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, none of them jumped out like, cool.
I'm not a fan of the, I don't know what you call it, but the one name kind of thing, like, you know, the Kraken or the Wild or the Blizzard. I like when you can put an S on the end of something, like the Predators. He's a Predator or Predators. You can go plural with it. I don't like the S. Yeah, the movement. It sounds like, you know, when you're the Wild, you're a part of a movement.
Well,
now
you have to do that in Utah, in Salt Lake City. You have the Jazz.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, well,
they're one of the few teams.
But the Jazz wasn't their name. They brought the Jazz with them from New Orleans.
True.
So they didn't come up with that, which, you know, a lot of people have been wondering, why didn't you change the name? But I guess it makes them unique, because the Utah Jazz is a very unique kind of a name. They could have changed it years ago. But, you know, I've heard the Pioneers as one, or, you know, something up there.
For Salt Lake City?
For Salt Lake City, yeah.
Pioneers.
I think I've heard that floating around.
I saw a list. They trademarked it. So, they, you know.
It's like Washington, where they trademarked a bunch of names.
Someone on Twitter who follows, like, you know, sports teams, when Washington was
there,
and they put out there and they discover who they went out there or what they went out and trademarked.
Yeah.
The team, the franchise. And so, anyway. So that was a little sidebar. I just thought it was like, ugh. But anyway, Rick Tockett used to coach Arizona. But there's tremendous pressure, and it's Canada.
Yeah.
Right? And like you said, like
hungry.
They've been looking, searching for, you know, they watch the States hold up Lord Stanley's Cup every year.
Yeah.
And they're kind of tired of it.
It's only up there on tour. It doesn't say.
They talk hockey year round, and they'd like to have a parade.
They would.
And they'd like to be talking about being Stanley Cup champions.
Well, they got to win 16 games to do it, and, you know, it starts for them this Sunday. And they have a very business-like attitude, just listening to their players and their coaches. You know, this is a business ordeal for them, where, you know, Nashville has a little bit of exuberance to them, like, you know, hey, this is going to be fun, you know, this kind of thing. Nah, fun is not a word that's being used a lot in Vancouver. This is a business trip for them.
Chris Domino will join us to begin the second hour of the program. So we'll go down to Atlanta at 3 o'clock. We're wide open this hour. If you want to get involved in the show on this Friday, there's a lot to talk about. We're 6 days away from the NFL draft. We've got the Stanley Cup playoffs starting. The Predators begin game one in Vancouver on Sunday night. Nashville SC. Whatever you want to get into, we can. 615-844-5600. That is the phone line. And the text line as you listen to the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand. And thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
It's JB and the General.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep. From the Dan Le Batard Show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. Two things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my two observations. How about that?
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
The McFarland Show. Video streaming live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube from the Strike and Spare Studio.
Atlanta Braves against the Texas Rangers tonight at Truist Park. 6:05 is when the coverage begins here on WNSR. 6:20 is first pitch. Chris Sale will be on the bump for the Braves. And Haney will take the mound for the Rangers. So 6:20, first pitch. Braves and the defending champions, Texas Rangers. Hard to believe that they're saying that. But, by the way, speaking of, Jack Leiter made his debut last night for the Texas Rangers.
Wow. How'd that go?
Didn't go well.
Okay. Well,
I think they ended up winning, but it wasn't because of him.
Listen, it's baseball. It's April. There's always the next game. You can say that in baseball. There's another game around the corner. So hopefully he'll get a chance to get it on
track. I think that was his debut. Pretty sure that was his debut. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was his debut. Let's see.
Take it, it didn't go well. So
I'm going to just give you his box real quick.
Yeah, with the box for Jack.
They the Rangers ended up winning 9-7.
Okay,
but Jack Leiter went 3 2/3, gave up 8 hits, 7 runs. Ooh. All of them were earned.
Oh,
3 walks, 3 strikeouts.
Oh,
yeah.
How many innings?
3 2/3.
Oh, okay. So then, yeah. Things will look a little different. So, in other words, that's not Florida out there. Those are professional baseball players. Gotcha.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit different.
Happens. Happens.
It does.
Happens. You throw your best thing, and you're like, that's the best thing I got, and he rocked that. It's crazy. Happens.
It happens. So, Braves and Rangers tonight. 6:20 first pitch. 6:05 coverage beginning right here on WNSR. Like I said, we'll go down to Atlanta. We'll talk to Chris Domino. At 3 o'clock to begin the second hour of the program. By the way, you can watch the show every day on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. And you can interact with us also on our YouTube page. Just type in WNSR Live, one word. That'll take you to our page, and we can see your comments. You know, we also have a text line. Feel free to jump in there on that. 615-844-5600. So a lot going on. We're live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio on this Friday. The temps have gone down a bit.
Sure have.
Doesn't feel like it 80 to me.
No, because it's not. It's dropped off quite a bit.
Yeah.
I had a shorts and t-shirts right. You know,
I know.
Nope. And guess what? The 30s are coming back too. So
over the weekend, the lows are going to be 30s and 40s.
Yeah. Don't put the plants outside. Don't put away the coat as of yet.
It's probably still cold in Vancouver right now.
Probably still a little chilly in Vancouver. As a matter of fact, let's go north of the border right now. There's a gentleman who works for. TSN, that is the sports network there in Toronto, Canada, where they take hockey very seriously. His name is Craig Button. He is a former front office person in the NHL, a lot of experience and all of that. NHL management and several teams. So, you know, a scout, you know, a guy, he looks over these things. He talked about the Predators and Vancouver series. This is just part of what he had to say. And first of all, before we let him play, listen closely to the way he says the goalie for the Predators, UC Soros. Listen closely to the way he says the name.
Soros is really, really good, but Thatcher Demko gives up nothing to you, Soros. Roman Josi, really, really good. Quinn Hughes gives up nothing to Roman Josi. Then you start to think about the forward group on the Nashville Predators. Philip Forsberg's had a fantastic season. But when you start to think about JT Miller, who I believe is the emotional barometer for the Vancouver Canucks, Elias Pettersson, Brock Besser, 40-goal scorer, the way that the Vancouver Canucks play, they really top-notch defensive team with all the additions they made on the blue line. And despite the Nashville Predators having Ryan O'Reilly, a Stanley Cup champion, Ryan McDonough, Stanley Cup champion, I see the Vancouver Canucks as being better and deeper and not giving up anything in the skill areas. The verdict here, Vancouver Canucks beat the Nashville Predators.
Use Soros. Is what he said. Not Yussi, just Yuss. Yuss Soros. I don't know what's up with that. But all that said, he believes that that Vancouver outmatches Nashville in every single skill position, Darren. All of them. He doesn't give them the edge in at least one category. He believes they're better across the board. And named, you know, a bunch of players there who've obviously been very successful for Vancouver. I thought it was slightly disrespectful that he would say that, you know, one of these players is a 40-goal scorer when Phil Forsberg has dropped 48 for the Predators, and he didn't mention that. But whatever. Your thoughts on what you just heard. I'm very curious.
Well, I mean, you're going to get a lot of that from up in Canada.
So we're hearing the Canadian bias, is what you're telling me.
Don't be surprised by that.
Okay.
Again, they focus in on their teams, and they do it 365 days out of the year, 24 hours a day. I mean, it's a machine that never stops.
Wow.
It's the doors are always open, talking about hockey in Canada and their teams. So I'm not surprised by that. You know, I what I think is interesting, while, you know, Vancouver won the Pacific Division, Vancouver is the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly they had more success in the regular season than the Predators. But really, when you start comparing them and you start like doing the matchups that he was kind of going through,
mm-hmm.
I think it is really it's a razor's edge. I think it's kind of hard to, like, I mean, Thatcher Demko and UC Soros, for example. UC Soros had 35 wins. Demko had 35 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now Soros lost 24. Demko lost 14.
Mm-hmm.
Soros had 5 overtime losses to 2 for Demko, 5 shootout.
Five shootout losses.
Yeah, and Soros had 3.
All right.
Save percentage was 906 for UC, 918 for Demko.
906 to 918. Okay.
Goals against 2.86 for Soros,
okay.
2.45 for Demko. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's...
It sounds like a goal advantage there. I mean, and that's the...
That's not much.
It's, you know, it's... But half a goal, you know, you don't have to be ahead by much.
It's a different shade of gray. Games.
Yeah. Now, I understand. It doesn't sound like they're far and away better. It sounds like they're just slightly better. What... The other thing I find interesting is I haven't heard, and maybe this is just the difference between American and Canadian, but I haven't heard a whole lot of games. Like, I think Vancouver wins in 6. I think Vancouver wins in 5. I've just heard Vancouver wins. And, you know, there hasn't been a game total given, in which I find a little curious that, you know, oh, well, it's just Vancouver will win it. It doesn't matter if it's in 4 games or in 7. Vancouver will just win it. Which, you know, here, I guess in America, no one would say that. If you were going to pick the Predators, you would go, Predators win in 6. You know, maybe the Predators push them to game 7, Predators win in 7. Or, you know, you wouldn't say just, oh, the Preds will win.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like a game. No, we're not playing a game. We're playing a series. And even he just said it. Overall, I think Vancouver wins. Well, wins game one or wins, you know, all the games? I mean, what are we talking about here? So, again, maybe it's just the difference in the way we process things.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And you're right here. We are going to – anybody who's going to make a prediction is going to say so-and-so in blank games.
Yeah.
They just will. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe their approach is up there just – survive in advance?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just get out of the first round.
Yeah,
the first round. You know, keep.
Have they had first round disappointments?
Well,
is that where they're wound up a little bit?
I don't know. I mean, disappointments, they've just disappointments as a whole. They just haven't been. Yeah, they haven't made.
Well, there's disappointments in not winning the Stanley Cup. Then there's disappointments that they've lost in, you know, they lost in five in the first round.
Look, when they had the Sedin twins, they were fantastic every year. Like every year they were a contender. Like in 2011 when they got to the Stanley Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
But when those cats retired, I mean, they've had to recalculate, regroup, and they've had to do it by doing a lot of it, what we've talked about, by stinking and getting high draft picks.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how do you think you get Quinn Hughes? How do you think you get Brock Besser? How do you think you get some of these guys, their star guys? You know, JT Miller came over. That is not one of their own. They acquired him. JT Miller's had an unbelievable year. JT Miller, I think, started with the Rangers, but then went to, Dallas. Anyway, you know, he has over 100 points this year.
Okay. Nice.
But a lot of these, their star power is homegrown because they had to stink, Justin. So you know, they've had some ever since the Sedin twins, retired, they've had more lean than good. But when they were around, they were always good. They were always battling and in contention.
Wow. So I just looked it up here, and, you know, to your point, Darren, believe it or not, this is the Canucks. This is their third playoff year since 2013, 2014. They went to the playoffs in 2014 and 15, lost in the first round. Then they went to the playoffs in 2019 and 2020, the 2019 to 2020 season, lost in the second round. Didn't make the playoffs last year. Didn't make the playoffs the year before that. So they've made the playoffs three out of the last 12 years or so. So it has not been a good run up there for the Canucks. At least according to this. And maybe that's why the expectations are much higher, because they really want to get on track here. And want to bring something there. Vancouver is an interesting place. And I've never been to Vancouver, you have, but if you think about the sports history of Vancouver, it's the Winter Olympics, they lost the NBA team, and the Canucks. That's it. They're really more known for, honestly, the Winter Olympics than anything else. They put on a fantastic show for the Winter Olympics, and, you know, and they kind of put them on the world stage. But then outside of that, you know, the Grizzlies came from Vancouver, and you know, that's been it. So I don't know. It sounds like a town that's could be very hungry for something to happen there, which may be why another reason why the expectations are so high for them.
As we've talked about, this is season two right here.
Yeah.
This is when everything changes. And if you're not that familiar with playoff hockey, get ready, because it's a different product than the regular season. It just is. And it's wild, and it's sometimes very, very hard to predict. It is very hard to predict. I honestly don't know. I don't know where this is going. You know why? Because it's hard to predict the NHL playoffs.
Yeah.
It really I try to do a bracket every year.
Sure.
And, you know, I don't do well.
Not too many people had Boston out in the first round last
right.
year. After the regular season they had.
Including me.
Gone.
Yeah,
that's unreal.
Like, upsets happen all the time.
Does happen.
That's, all the time. It is not a shock.
Yeah.
When the upsets happen.
No.
Because they happen in hockey all the time.
The President's, you know, trophy winner does not always go on to win the Stanley Cup. As a matter of fact, more times than not, they don't, is what it seems like anyway.
It is usually not a chalky tournament.
Wow.
But again, you know, we've talked about the early exits for the Predators. What is going to change? What's going to change is Barry Trotz went out and got guys who are used to this experience, right? They've been through these wars. They've been through these battles. They're veterans. They understand it. As he called them, they're serial winners. They've won. They've won it all. They know what it takes. Is that going to be enough to push this team out of the first round over a favored Vancouver team? I don't know. But I'll tell you what, a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, that could be the difference with this year getting out than the ones we've been talking about the last 5 years, where they haven't been. A guy like Luke Shen, a guy like even the guy like Zucker that they got at the trade deadline. I mean, all the guys that Barry Trotz brought in.
For such a time
Nyquist,
as this.
Yeah. Gustav Nyquist. These guys understand.
Yeah.
What they understand it's a new season, and they understand what it takes. I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know. All the other guys, you know, Roman Josi and Saros and Philip Forsberg, they've been through all the battles too, but they haven't been winning here of late. So maybe they've lost that feeling, that two-year window when they were really, really good and they got to the Stanley Cup final. It's a long time ago.
Yeah, for them it's a return.
Yeah, so now, but could they win the series? Yeah, of course they can win this series. Does it mean they're going to win the series?
No. But they got a shot.
No, I guess the way I look at this, Justin, is I feel like they have just as good of a shot as they've had in a good while.
Okay.
I'll just put it to that away.
Okay. It doesn't feel hopeless. It doesn't feel like they're overmatched and they got no business on the ice with these guys.
I mean, the Colorado series, we all knew it, right? And it played out exactly that way. They got swept. I mean, the Carolina series, I think everybody felt the same way too, right? And they won two games, but everybody knew they weren't going to beat Carolina. The Dallas series, I actually liked that matchup. And I was in Dallas for games one and two. And I went, uh-oh, Houston, we got a problem. This is not good. Dallas is faster. They're younger. They're stronger. They're having their way with the Predators. It was very obvious if you were there watching games one and two, like, oh, this is not going to go well. This is different than what I thought. Like, I think that was a bad pick for me to say, of the matchups, this is the better one.
This is the better one.
Yeah.
I will say I'll be very surprised if they get swept. I don't see that.
No.
I don't see that at all.
I would bet money on that.
Yeah. I don't see them getting swept. I think they'll win something here. But, you know, and where that is it a game three show or is it a game four to scave off a sweep? Or do they steal one out there? I don't know. But I'd be shocked if they were swept. I just don't see that out of this team.
I don't either. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More here on the McFarland Show, WNSR, 615-844-5600.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda's so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's MELINDAS.com. Melinda's.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 500 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field. Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tonight, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Tri-State Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. For today, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky. The high temperature this afternoon, 72. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, low 50. Saturday, partly sunny with a high of 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
It's true, you can do that. We're live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio on this Friday. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. Darren and Justin here with you. DJ Damon is alongside for the ride. Looks like college football is getting ever so close to looking like the NFL product.
Another step.
Yeah, they're getting so close.
This is going to be interesting. And this is actually something that I'm glad they're doing, in that every time I watch college football, I find myself having to do a, almost like a conversion in my mind. You know, like, you know, you do math or something, you have to convert or something because, you know, it's not the same scale. I find myself doing the same thing watching college football. When you're breaking down the situation, like going down the stretch, a team is on a drive. You're mapping out, well, what do they need to do here? How does this go? They need to call a timeout. You know, you're following the game. College football was very different because of a couple of different things. The stopping the clock to move the chains after every first down, that was a factor. They don't do that in the NFL. The clock keeps running. One thing they didn't do in college football, though, is have the two-minute warning in college football. They have the two-minute warning in the NFL, and that was part of the coaching strategy. Oh, you know, they've got two timeouts plus the two-minute warning. One timeout plus the two-minute warning. Well, now the NCAA is coming across with the two-minute warning. Now, I know they're talking about helmet communication. That's the other thing that they're doing.
Yep.
Which I know is massive in and of itself. No more guys standing on the sideline with giant cards flashing in the play, you know, with the ridiculous things they've got written on the cards, which are always some random thing.
Yep.
But for me, the 2 minute warning is the real, I don't want to say game changer, but it's the real, you know, the switch in the mind to think to yourself, okay, the clock is getting ready to stop here while watching Tennessee and Alabama. That's weird to me. And you know, that's the part that's going to be very, very different that I'm kind of excited to see. Because, you know, again, I think it's good for the two games to kind of get closer together. And I think it would also help with quarterback and coach development as, you know, quarterbacks start to think about clock management. And, you know, that 2 minute warning is a massive factor in clock management during crucial drives.
They're going to have the green dot. So if they're going to do 2 minute warning,
that's true,
and they're going to have the green dot on the helmet and the communication designated to that helmet, and you're already paying players huge amounts of money. Well, there's one rule that's left that I've been saying for a good while, for years and years and years, and people used to be like, no. That's, leave that for the pros. This is college. You got to keep it different.
2 feet down.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Get rid of that.
2 feet down.
No, well, the 1 foot.
The 1 foot. Yeah. Well, the NFL is 2 feet down. But yeah.
What are we doing? Like, you've already turned it into the feeder system for the NFL. Like, it is the minor leagues for the NFL, which is fine. That's what it is. Well, you're changing all the rules to skew it exactly like the NFL product. Why are you doing 1 foot in bounds?
Because you're saying to yourself that these guys are not professionals and they don't have...
Stop.
Darren, they're saying that they don't have the same amount of time to work on the footwork like they do in the pros.
Oh, really?
That's the argument.
Even Damon's laughing.
Listen, it's the argument that you only need 1 foot down and, you know, like the pros, they've got all day to practice the toe work.
Yeah. Who's saying that?
The people. Uh-huh. The people who are for this. The people who don't want change. The same people who are against the NIL and the transfer portal.
I heard them say that too. Yeah. Whoever they are.
Is that the same people that said they could never do a playoffs because of finals week?
Yes. Yes, those people too.
Okay.
Yes.
Then that's all I need to know.
Yes, those
where
people.
Where it came from.
Those are the same people. Yes. The traditionalists, the people who don't want to, and I understand. Listen, there's a large segment of the population who are college football fans. I've met them. They are friends of mine who really, really enjoy and thought or felt anyway that college football was the more pure game. And in college football, you play for the I've had this said to me 1,000 times down in Alabama, not up here, but down in Alabama. Well, in college football, you play for the name on the front of the jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
In the NFL, you play for the name on the back of the jersey. Yeah. And, you know, here you play for the pride and for the love of the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all of that. You know.
Give me a break.
Oh, that's in the NIL now.
Yeah, just give me a break. People that were saying that had beepers on their side. Like, stop.
Hey, why are you trying to talk about beepers?
And quarters in their pocket to go to the payphone. Like, that's so old and antiquated.
There's a lot of people who felt that way.
That is so gone.
Yes, I agree. It's gone.
It's laughable.
No, I agree. It's gone. But, you know, a lot of people are having a hard time letting go.
Well,
and the more and more they morph the game into, you know, what we're starting to see, you know, they're going to have to get on board or turn it off. You know, we've already heard some people say, well, I'd just rather watch FCS then. Because, you know, FCS is the more...
That's not true, though.
You know, pure thing or whatever. I mean,
That's not true.
That's what these people are saying.
I know, but they don't mean it. They just say it.
Probably not.
Just words.
Probably not. They're probably going to keep watching. They're probably going to keep watching.
Yeah.
I know I get upset when they change the rules in the NFL. I'm more of an NFL person. So, you know, whenever they, like this whole hip tackle thing that they're doing, I don't like that.
What about the kickoff?
I could be okay with the kickoff.
Really?
I'm not bothered deeply by the kickoff because I've got too many other things to think about. So it's one play. Let them do, if they want to fool around with the kickoff, let them fool around with the kickoff. Huh. I'm not as bothered by that. But, you know, you're penalizing a guy for trying to make a tackle, to me.
I agree.
Is rough stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
People are going to hate it.
It's going to be a whole lot of, if you remember, and you do, because you were there, I was not. That was the year I was gone, or one of the years I was gone. The O.C. Urmonyura. Tackle of Vince Young, or lack of tackle, where he grabbed Vince Young and
Kiwanuka.
Let him go. Kiwanuka?
Yeah, it was Kiwanuka.
Sorry, Kiwanuka.
Yep.
Who grabbed Vince Young around the waist and let him go.
Yep.
Why did he let him go?
4th and 15.
He let him go because he didn't want to be penalized. That's why he let him go.
That was the ball game.
That was it.
Down, game over.
That's it.
Instead, they lose.
I think we're going to see more of that. I think we're going to see a lot of defensive players afraid of drawing the 15 yards and the automatic first down and just almost letting guys go. And, you know, I don't like that, but I'm going to keep watching because I really enjoy the product, even though I don't, you know, agree with everything they're doing all the time.
You have adjusted the clock. You now have a 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
The ball doesn't stop like it used to, right, with every first down. Like, all that stuff's been adjusted.
Making the game 5 hours, yeah.
Yeah, right. And so now you got a green dot, so you've got communication with a helmet.
Going to make some guys more full ready, I think.
2 feet.
Yeah.
2 feet in bounds. Just saying.
Yeah. Could work. I can see it.
We're already there. And you're paying them, by the way.
You are paying them.
You're already there.
So you could pay them to have the second foot down.
Yeah, just one more, just a couple more little steps.
The 1-2.
It is what it is.
So then we have to, now you got to give him more replays, though, so we can see if he got the second foot down.
Well.
For the 1-2.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take our final break, come back, wrap up the first hour of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
You heard it. Flashmo. Be on these airwaves following our show Monday the 29th. That is the reaction to the NFL draft show. Good way to kick things off with the George Blaster Show here on WNSR following the McFarland Show. Every day. It'll be talking about what the Titans did or didn't do. I don't know. We'll find out. We're 6 days away from round one. Round one. We'll get into that a little bit more in the second hour. In fact, we're going to ask Chris Tomino what the Falcons are thinking. They're the pick right after the Titans. You have something on your mind about Zion Williams.
So let me just get to this real quick. And we don't talk a lot of NBA on this show. And that's fine. I'm not clamoring to do it. But I did see on the lower, you know, the crawl, as we call it, that Zion Williamson was going to be missing tonight's game as the Pelicans are participating in a play-in. They got a win or go home game tonight for the Pelicans, and your franchise guy is not available. Zion Williamson. He left the game against the Lakers after I think he scored 40 points or something early on before he pulled his hamstring. Now, I wasn't on this show back when Zion Williams was drafted. But if I was, you would have heard me say the following. Don't draft Zion Williamson because he's not going to play. Because he's too big and too powerful to take the pounding of an NBA season. He just is. Any guy who's literally busting out of his shoe in Division I college basketball like he did at Duke, he's got wear and tear issues. Zion Williamson is a specimen. Don't get it twisted. He's huge, strong, powerful. But there's no way in the world he can stand up. It's too much. Zion Williamson is like having a Hummer engine and a Honda Civic body. You just can't. It's too much power and too much torque. It's not his fault. It's just not conducive for long seasons of basketball, which is why he's been hurt. So he's hurt again. If I was New Orleans, I'd be ready to be done because he's not going to be dependable for you. He's spectacular when he plays, but he's undependable. Undependable. You can't win with somebody who doesn't show up and can't show up because he's hurt all the time. I'm done.
It's sad. Sad. He's so good when he plays.
He is.
But
he's not a scrub. He's great.
Doesn't play much.
Too strong.
All right, that's going to do it for hour number one. We'll head down to Atlanta. We'll talk to Chris Domino. We'll do that next.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Chaos outside the courthouse in downtown Manhattan, where the hush money trial of Donald Trump is being held. Police say a man who set himself on fire at a nearby park is now at the hospital being treated. Authorities say he walked to the center of the park and threw conspiracy pamphlets from a bag into the air before dousing himself with an accelerant and lighting himself on fire. Chief Jeffrey Madry.
Eventually, FDNY responds. We're able to put the male extinguish the fire, and from that point we remove him to Cornell Burn Unit, where right now he's there in a critical condition.
He's identified as Maxwell Azzarello from Florida. The investigation into his background continues. Court has resumed. Earlier, the judge in the hush money trial announcing all jurors have been seated and opening statements are expected to begin Monday. More severe storms expected this weekend in the southeast following tornado outbreaks in the Midwest this week. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop.
Listen, you can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now, back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Draw me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Hour number two, rolling along on this Friday afternoon. Everybody's having a great day. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. Every day you can also watch our show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. If you comment on our YouTube page, WNSR Live, one word, we'll see your comments and we can interact with you there. We also have the text line, as you know. Let's go down to Atlanta. Our man Chris Domino, 680 The Fan. He is the voice of Atlanta. That's what we call him.
Ah.
Chris, how we doing?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Great, man.
I'm going to start with a little curveball.
Yeah.
Right out of the gates. How much, since the Masters just happened, how much do you guys going into Masters Week and coming out of Masters Week talk about it?
Always storyline-driven, not technical golf.
Okay.
Everybody knows what it's like to putt there, or at least you've been told, beaten over the head with the idea that it's hard to putt. Wind, weather, rain, slowing down, greens easy or not. Basic stuff, yes. Storylines, Scheffler versus the field. We had Notabegay on the week before, and I never will take a guy. I'll always play the field. I'll never take two guys. I'll always play the field. But he said he'll take Scheffler, and I said, well, I'll take the field, and because I just like playing the numbers, and lo and behold, Scottie Scheffler won. But you know, the Tiger thing was interesting. I thought he played a great round on Friday, a mentally great round, four under the player average. And then it went, you know, went to crap on Saturday and Sunday. So, I mean, we do the stuff. I know enough about it. I think this town is a big golf town, so you better not try to fake your way around it. But I'm not about to tell you why a guy's game is not fit for this course, not fit for that course. I think it's worth the amateur. What's it? After Friday afternoon, what's it look like? And then on Monday, it's, okay, did a guy gag something? Did somebody come back and win, or did somebody lose? We definitely handle all that stuff. And I like, look, the Augusta story with when they start pulling in the numbers, $70 million in merchandise, $1 million an hour. You know, I'm not really into talking about pimento cheese sandwiches. I've sort of been here too long. And I think that's like somebody calling this place Hotlanta. You know, the first thing out of your mouth is pimento cheese sandwiches. I sort of don't think you really understand what we're doing around here over any period of time. I can tell you this. The whole menu would have cost you $66.
Yeah, it's amazing.
If you would have bought everything on the board, it would have cost you $66.
It's amazing. And you can throw in parking, too, and it's still $66.
Yeah, and
unless they've changed it, all right? It was always free.
You know, they're a for-profit. Do you know why, more than anything else, they're for-profit? They don't take TV rights money. You know, CBS doesn't pay them. Now, CBS has to crap their pants every year that, you know, is this going to be the year that they tell us we're going to go, you know, go kick rocks, we don't need you. But the reason they do it is because for years they didn't have to tell you about their income. They didn't have to tell you who their membership list was. I mean, that's why. People really don't understand. Why would you leave $240 million on the table? Well, because they have enough money, and what they want to protect is what they're going to protect.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating place. It's like the Skulls. It's you better know the secret handshake and a little bit more if you actually want to be anywhere close to being near in the group.
That's fascinating. How big of a loss? We're going to kind of go around the different sport. How big of a loss is Strider for the Braves moving forward?
Big. Real big, because you can't replace it now. You're not going to replace a one with a one or a two with a one or a one with a two. You're scuffling to find the back end. So that's tough. You know, whether it's the 20 wins, whether it's the only five losses, whether it's the strikeouts, it's really tough. Now, I can tell you this, the day that it happened or the day that they announced it, I was on the field, and guess what? They took BP, and guys were laughing around a little bit, and Spencer Strider realized what everybody else does. The game doesn't stop because you're not there in the building that night. Nobody cares. You know, you're going to mention the other two, I'm sure, but nobody cares. You're not allowed to talk about it. It could be a factor. Just let other people write about it. You can't go to any press conference or post-game press conference or pre-game and talk about what it is you don't have going in.
Okay, so right now we're still in April, long ways to go. But you've been doing this for a long time. You've been around a lot of Braves teams. Look, we all know what happened last year. Last year's last year. What is your assessment so far this year?
12-5, best winning percentage in the game because you still do something really well. You win close and late. I've been inundated with stats. I'm not even lying about this. Back in the day when guys wrote letters to people who were on the radio, I'd get letters. And I would get, you know, hey, really enjoy the baseball talk. Have you ever considered this? And it was sort of like the beginning of analytics where people would send these homemade recipes where they would tell me about a number that they thought was really important. Now we have numbers, pluses and minuses, and three letters and two letters and four letters. And I hate to say this, and it's not because I'm old school. I just don't care about any of it. You know, I've maintained for years, even before I got in this business, do you win close and late? What do you do in the seventh, eighth, and ninth? And if you have an ability to win close and late, that means your bullpen's good. It means you can come up with a timely hit. The advantage for this team is they can find the hit at any place in the lineup. You walk a guy who hits seven for this team, there's a chance you're going to pay the price. On a lot of teams, that's not the case. It's why, and I think they have more runs than anybody in the ninth inning this year, but 7, 8, and 9 is what they can still do. Because the lineup is deep enough where you don't really have to worry about what part of the lineup are you going to ask to come up with a big hit.
Chris Sale has been doing it a long time. He's on the hill tonight. Mm-hmm. What's he have left, Chris?
Oh, I think he's got enough. Now, you know, they bought out the option year and made it a guaranteed year, which was a little bit interesting to me.
Mm.
But they wanted to settle him in. You know, there's a chance that Fried is gone. There's a chance that Charlie Morton's gone. So I think they wanted Sale to buy into the idea that you're a part of this, and it's going to cost you $18 million next year, whether he's good or not this year. I think he's got something left. I can tell you, he walked two guys at the bottom of the lineup the other day, literally the 8 and 9 hitters, and then he gives up a bases-clearing hit. And I can tell you that he has wallowed in his own stench for the last 4-plus days, waiting to get the baseball tonight, because that's who he is. There's an intensity with him, and it's not like you can't approach him. He's funny, he's goofy. Like, he's sort of a strange-looking guy in baseball today, a guy that thin. You know, we have two of them in Max Fried and him. But he had magic. You know, I'm not trying to harken back to the glory days, but you know he was the fastest ever to 1,500 strikeouts? Nobody knows that. Hmm. That was the fastest. When he did it in, I think, 2017, he was the fastest to 1,500, which is a stout number. So he throws hard. Here's what I like about him. He'll work inside. We haven't had enough guys, in my opinion, around here, even during good years, who are willing to work inside. He's got an intensity. You know, the story about him cutting up the uniforms, that's certainly like the one that's been carried with him. But he was also on the mound to end a World Series. And if you do that and Alex Anthopoulos likes what he hears about the makeup of you as well as what they think they see as to how they can keep you injury-free for the next 2 years, yeah, I'm kind of all in on Chris Sale right now.
Okay, so you kind of answered. I was going to say, what's he like to deal with? Because I've never been around him, but you hear. I mean, he's been doing this a long time, and he's had some weird stuff happen over the years. Of course, if I was with the White Sox for a long time, I'd probably be doing weird stuff too. But so you kind of act like he's okay to deal with?
Yeah, I like him. I had two sit-downs with him at spring training. I did one over the winter when FanFest was here. I think he likes to talk baseball. He's got it's funny. He knows who's in charge of his house. It's his wife. You know, he has those types of conversations with you. It's not, don't look at him. You know, that guy's too crazy, intense. Don't look at him. It's not that way at all. Now, I will say, I think on game day, especially coming after the last game he pitched, I don't think I want to make small talk with him, nor would I. But I kind of enjoy him. He's got a little bit of goofy in him, in a good way. And I think he takes this job very seriously when he has to. But I also believe he knows he's still playing a kid's game, which I can roll with a guy like that.
Refreshing in this day and age, I think.
Yeah.
What is your take on Calvin Ridley? Calvin Ridley, of course, spent 4 years there in Atlanta, a year in Jacksonville, and now he's here. What's your impression of him, or do you think he's a different guy here now?
I don't know. You know, The whole story is, you know, it's crazy. It's like this guy, you know, Jonte Porter in the NBA. What do you? I've gambled. I've been around a lot of people who gambled. I don't understand. Maybe he didn't realize he was risking an $11 million salary for what were bets that would never even come close to that amount. This isn't Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, you know, in that kind of money. You know, Porter, they said, was a $2 million contract, $21,000 in bets. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
But I understand the addiction, or I understand the personality addictive part of that. I don't know, as a receiver, he's certainly a guy that you want around. If you're asking him, this is my opinion, not seeing him play a lot in Jacksonville last year, but my opinion is there have been guys in the past, if you're looking to elevate them into one slot higher than they are, can a two become a one? Can a three become a two? And I'm not talking about where you put him on the field. I'm talking about the go-to guy aspect of it.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure. Like, what are you guys expecting? What does he need to be? What did you sign him to be?
A one.
A one.
An elite one.
Yeah. They gave him 50 mil. One.
I saw the money.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that it's easy to be a one in the NFL as a receiver. You know what I mean? I don't know if I think you either are that or you're not that. And it doesn't mean you can't make catches. It doesn't mean you can't have 55 balls. It doesn't mean maybe you don't get first downs for somebody. I just don't think you take twos and make them ones. I don't think you pay them to hope that they become that. I think that's a little bit of a dangerous game in a cap league. Now, look, I don't know what your cap situation is. Maybe you guys had the money to spend.
What? But second most in the league, Chris. Second most in the league.
One more time. You had that much space, or you were in that much debt?
That much space. Like, okay. I think, what was it?
They were
77 million, 80, 78
million.
Like
80 million.
80 million. Yeah.
You wanted to make so here's what happens when you have the hammer. Do you guys play poker?
Oh yeah.
I don't, for sure.
Okay. There's a moment when it's called you have chips. And when you have chips, you can force the hand. You can force people to go all in. You can
it's called strong arming the table.
Yeah. You can put a hammer. You can deal from a position of strength. That's exactly what it is. And if you had it, I would understand it. You wanted the deal to end. You want a guy to sign? You thump him with a little bit more money than he knows he's going to get anyplace else. And if you thumped him, that's one thing because you had it. If you did it because you thought it was going to be a bona fide one, I'm not so sure that happens. Now, again, I don't know what the guy did in his downtime. I don't know what he did in Jacksonville. I don't know if he's better than he was here. It looked promising here. You know, he was certainly worth the money you weren't paying him because he was a bargain. I just don't know if guys who aren't ones really become ones in this league.
All right, let's move to Arthur Blank. Do you believe the reports that Arthur Blank moved away from Belichick because the owner in New England told him to?
So interesting how you word it. Do I think he moved away because
the that's
owner
the report.
Yeah. No, but so you said it the way that did the owner in New England, if they had a conversation,
Robert Kraft,
of course they had a conversation. You know, I'm trying to glean everything out of a guy. Why am I actually going to put salt? Do you think 70-year-olds change?
No.
Okay. No, I'm asking. Do you think they change?
70-year-old Bill Belichick's, do they change?
Okay. Right. No, then the point
my father's not Bill Belichick, but he's 70-something. He's not going to change. You know.
And do you think a 70-year-old who's had success and been told he's the greatest ever really thinks he needs to change?
No.
Okay. So if Bill Belichick comes in and says, I can do that. It's not my building. It's our building. It's not me doing this. It's us doing this. Do you believe him?
Doesn't sound like him.
I exactly. So if I call and I ask, whether it's Kraft or anybody else, that they do dossiers on these guys. They almost stick cameras up their rear ends to try to find out as much as they can. They still get it wrong in this league. But the point is, if you come in and pitch collaboration, or you're different now, or you... I can give you a story. It's a little bit too long, but if I told you that Bill Belichick believes the weight room is only for his players, and it's not for guys, even if they're in at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, for the front office people or sales guys or anybody else, if he doesn't believe that's your weight room, do you think at 70 he says, no, I'm good. Let anybody use the weight room that wants to. Do you think it's happening? I don't. I don't think that's happening. So if that's not what you want in your building, you stay away from that guy. Now, did I say when it was going on that there are going to be people in that building or who are going to say, We don't want him. Why? Because their asses might be out the door. Sure, absolutely. There's a protect your own thing with, you know, fight or flight. There's a thing that says self-preservation is a real thing in humans. So I believe some of that's in play. But I don't believe if you wanted a different building atmosphere. And by the way, look, at the end of the day, the last 4 years for Bill Belichick have not gone well. He picked the wrong guy twice. He wanted Jimmy Garoppolo to take Brady's place. That was dumb. He let Brady walk thinking, what's he going to do? He might not even ever play again. But, of course, he did. Bill's last 4 years, I'm not condemning the whole career, but if I'm asking you, who are you now, and you're telling me you've seen the error of your ways, I don't believe you. I just don't. I don't think you're going to change. If I could live in a world where the personality of Bill Belichick is something I could live with, great. If it's not, I'm not hiring Bill Belichick. I don't believe that Robert Kraft was the reason he's not here. Do I think that could have been part of the issue? Do I think that could have been part of the decision-making? Yes. But I'd like to think Arthur Blank would have been smart enough, being an 82-year-old man himself, who's had success in a lot of ways in his life and in a lot of places. Do you change? Guys in that world don't if they're 30, 40, 50. Bill Belichick, I don't think, was going to at 70. And if that helped, I think we dodged a bullet here. And by the way, the only people screaming about the Falcons are so dumb. I heard Damian Woody. I heard Stu Gatz. I heard all this other stuff. So guys, he roots for the Jets. Why didn't they fire Robert Saleh? Did you go off on that? If Damian Woody believes that you can't lose your fastball, ask him why he's out of the league, because age will do that. Old wins. It just does. Tom Brady's out. Does he look like he can play? Yes, but maybe he doesn't want to. Why would I believe that the 70-year-old Bill Belichick is the 45-year-old Bill Belichick? It doesn't work that way. For him to scream at how stupid the Falcons are, well, Damian Woody should either buy a team, become a general manager, and go hire Bill Belichick. He might, but I would tell you that's probably not the smartest move at this point. 8 other teams didn't hire him, and the Falcons are catching crap because the relationship with Robert Kraft and Arthur Blank might have had something to do with that. But 8 other teams, what's their response to not hiring Bill Belichick? Why did the Bears not fire their guy? Why did the Jets not fire their guy? Why didn't the Giants or the Cowboys fire their guy? If this version of Bill Belichick is something that nobody can live without.
You sound like Darren and I talking about Mike Vrabel.
That's exactly what I was getting ready to say. You took the words right out of my mouth.
He does. Yeah. Yep. He does. Last but not least here, Chris, as we're up against the clock, the draft, obviously. The Falcons are picking right after the Titans at 8. There's a lot of fear that Joe Alt is going to be off the board if you're a Titans fan. You're watching the Chargers at 5. What are the Falcons looking at there?
I think Edge. I would like them to drop back. If there are, I call it not a mock draft, but I do a math draft. Like, at what point, if you can live with 7 guys, how far back can you go where you're guaranteed to get one of those guys? My calculation, between 5 and 12, and I go back to 12 if I'm the Falcons, I could live with one of the edge rushers, Dallas Turner, kid out of UCLA who's got a neck, 2 cornerbacks, Joe Walt, if he happens to still be there. 2 wide receivers, some people say 3. I'd rather drop back to 12. If I really believe that I can live with a handful of guys, I could have any of them still be in a good place, pick up the second round and pick up something for next year. They need edge rush, no doubt about it. But if I can pick up commodity and combo Kirk Cousins plus what it is I can do in the draft, I'd rather have that combination than just telling you guys that I believe it's going to be Dallas Turner. I don't know if it's going to be Dallas Turner. Marvin Harrison seems too easy in Arizona. Brock Bowers might go to San Diego. If you think, do you guys think 4 quarterbacks are going to be taken in the first 5 picks?
I keep going back and forth on it, Chris. I myself, I'm not convinced.
I'm not either, because you the only way that works is if Arizona trades out, right? That's the only way that works.
Well.
So Minnesota or somebody jumps up.
Yeah.
Yeah, moves in. So you guys want Joe Alt?
Yep.
That's the consensus,
Okay, but if 4 quarterbacks are taken, San Diego, if 3 quarterbacks are taken and you think San Diego might take them, I would love for San Diego to jump on you guys if I'm you then, right? You would like San Diego to move back, let somebody take the quarterback, the 4th quarterback. Then the team that would have taken Joe Alt is now behind you.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Sure.
Or San Diego taking the wide receiver, which is the other option.
Right. San Diego is Probably, yeah, San Diego and moving out.
And by the way,
the
gentlemen, let's move into today. They're the Los Angeles Chargers. I know we've been saying San Diego, but you know they're not
well,
in San
it's
Diego.
Jim Harbaugh. it's the Jim Harbaugh Chargers. Right
it's
now.
True.
Well, there's talk that they might go after Brock Bowers.
Yes,
you know they might want him as the weapon. That, and again, I'm not telling you I know it's true, but you guys seem to be of the belief that San Diego behind you probably ensures that you get the guy that you want.
Okay, so real quick, just because you've lived it for. I don't know, was this year three for Kyle Pitts?
Yeah.
There was an article, we referenced this yesterday and we talked about it, that Mark Domenech, former NFL GM, came out and said that he thinks the Titans should take Brock Bowers at 7.
Okay.
And we were discussing how many of the great tight ends that have been taken that high have ever actually worked out to be the great elite tight ends. Answer.
Almost none.
Is basically never.
Okay, but are you thinking of the tight end the way that I'm thinking about the tight end, or are you thinking about a weapon?
We're thinking about...
Because Kyle Pitts is supposed to be a weapon. He's not blocking. He's supposed to be a weapon. He's supposed to be that unicorn guy. Well, whether he's been hurt, whether he loafs, I have no idea which one it is. Bowers does gives you a little bit of an ability to block, but I think if you think of him as a first down machine, not a tight end, he's a piece, not a position, I don't think it's crazy. But I also know what you guys are saying. That is really, it's like grabbing a safety really early.
Well,
oh God,
to me, if you do him at 7, he's got to be the next Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, you know, Antonio Gates, Travis Kelce type.
With as bad as this team needs an offensive tackle, I just find it hard to believe. Okay. This team needs an offensive tackle real bad, Chris, and I just find it hard that you would not get the offensive tackle for a tight end, or for an offensive weapon. He needs to be, like Darren said, he needs to be an instant Hall of Famer if you're going to do that. He can't just be good.
A tackle, you're supposed to be thinking 12 years.
Yeah.
Any other position, you're thinking 4, and then, my God, I hope he stays healthy. I get it. He'd have to be a third down machine, touchdown guy. If you need the tackle, you take the tackle. Because I can't live in the hope world. Like, there's a reason you're picking 7th, because you're living in the hope world. We're picking 8th because we lived in the hope world that Desmond Ridder was going to be a good quarterback. I don't want to live really with hope. I don't mind taking shots. I just don't want to have the shots set me back 2 and 3 years.
Yeah.
And if the tackle is the guy that you're going to put in your lineup for the next 10 plus, you take the tackle and then you go find a guy who could score a touchdown someplace else.
Totally agree. Chris, appreciate it as always.
All right,
enjoy
guys.
The game, the series this weekend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
All right. Look forward to it.
Chris Cimino, 680 The Fan, down in Atlanta. Wide open the rest of the hour if you want to get involved. 615-844-5600 is how you do it. That's the phone line and the text line as you listen to The McFarland Show right here on WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Good stuff from Chris Domino. As always, from 680 The Fan down in Atlanta. It's so funny, their reference.
Yeah,
some
it
people
is.
Say Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
And they talk about the... I thought he was going to bring up the egg sandwich.
Yes, and the best hot dogs are at the Varsity, right? right. I wanted to ask, and going back to the football conversation, as we were talking about the possibility that the Titans could take Brock Bowers at number 7, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, if you're going to take Brock Bowers at 7, then he better doggone be, you know, a Hall of Famer, or, you know, like one of the best things we've ever seen. As bad as this team needs an offensive tackle, and we've discussed it at length, how badly they need an offensive tackle. As a matter of fact, it's probably been the most discussed issue on this show's history, if we had to take account how much we've been talking about the offensive tackle position for the Titans. So, my question is this. In Titans history, and you and I, you know, can go back to that history, there's two tight ends. There's two. It's Frank Wycheck, it's Delanie Walker. For the sake of this conversation.
At a high level.
At right. a high level.
Okay.
I mean,
gotcha.
And listen, Aaron Kinney was really good. A couple other guys. You know, there are other guys in the room. I'm not saying that it's just those two guys that are, you know, are it. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is those two are, to me, head and shoulders above everybody else that's put on a Titans uniform and lined up at tight end. It's Frank Wycheck, it's Delanie Walker.
Agreed.
For the sake of this conversation, and I'm looking at the numbers here for Delanie Walker during his time with the Titans here. 7 seasons, 381 catches, 4,400 yards, and 28 touchdowns. If I told you that Brock Bowers was going to turn in Delanie Walker-type performances for 7 years, is that worth the number 7 overall pick? That's my question. And I'm pondering it because we've... Most people, let me look here. Delanie Walker played between 2013 and 2019. So if you've been a Titans fan for longer than 5 minutes, you remember Delanie Walker. He was a spectacular player at times. Had great seasons with the Titans. As a matter of fact, had 3 Pro Bowl seasons with the Titans in 15, 16, and 17. At an older age at that, because he spent a lot of time in San Francisco where he didn't get as much playing time, played special teams really. But when he came here, he became the man. And was the man for those Titans teams when they really didn't have a whole lot to celebrate during those years, honestly. He was, you know, really one of the best players on the team. So if I told you we're going to get Delanie Walker-esque play out of Brock Bowers at 7. Are you willing to go? I would go with a Delanie Walker. Ask not Delanie Walker the player, Delanie Walker performance, Delanie Walker production, Delanie Walker numbers. I'm willing to go with that versus an offensive tackle. You know, and to me, as after letting it swirl around, I'm still leaning towards tackle. Let me tell you why, because it's been so bad. I just want it to go away. And I don't think it's going to go away unless you address it in the first round. I just don't. If I thought you can get a third round guy and just forget it, then sure. But I don't think it goes that way. In the NFL, typically, the best offensive tackles are typically the first round guys. That's typically the way it's been. So if that's where you got to get them, you got to go where you can get them. So to me, I think I'm still sticking with the offensive tackle. But it is tempting if I think I'm going to get that kind of production.
The only way it's tempting for me is if you tell me his career is Delanie Walker's 2015 season.
Like or every or year?
Think about it.
I'm looking at 94 okay, catches I every year. I mean.
Well, Justin, what examples do we keep using? What do you think Travis Kelce does? 110 and then goes back to 63?
Oh, boy.
No, go look at Travis Kelce numbers. It's like over 100 every year.
But they also don't have any receivers.
No, they have.
The guy.
They have. They had Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I'm not saying you're wrong about that. Of course, yes, I know they had Tyreek Hill. I remember. I saw
You him. Can't reference the greats and then be satisfied with 63 catches. That's not what the greats do.
I was referencing Delanie Walker. I wasn't referencing Travis Kelce. I was referencing Delanie Walker on purpose. If I wanted to reference Travis Kelce, I would have brought up Travis Kelce's
numbers. Then the answer is no for me.
Now, to me, I was bringing up an above-average tight end.
Then
a
I'm
really
a no.
good one. Not no. a Hall. Delanie Walker's not going to Hall of Fame. He was really good. He was really good. So would you take really good at tight end?
Nope.
You know, above average good, like, you know, Pro Bowl good. Not all pro good, but Pro Bowl good at tight end if you can get that out of number 7. I struggle with it a little bit more if I think that's who the guy is.
The worst season he had was 67 receptions, and that was the first.
So my Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he goes 72, 85, 83, 103, 97, 105, 92, 110, 93.
Travis Kelce is an elite territory. I mean, there's no question. Like, he's in the upper room at this point when it comes to tight ends in the NFL history, I think. Where they're already talking about, is he the GOAT and he's still playing? And there's an actual argument to be made there. Is Travis Kelce the GOAT as he still plays? I don't think Brock Bowers is going to be that. I know Delanie Walker wasn't that. No disrespect to him. Great guy, fun guy. But for pick 7, as you assess this team.
I'm a hard no.
You're a hard no.
Hard no.
That's interesting.
Because here's what.
Yeah.
Yesterday we went through a little bit of, you know, John Robinson's draft history, right?
Yeah.
And you can't, at 7, again, it's at number 7.
Yeah.
You can't, good is good. Good is not good at 7. Good is good in the third round.
Yeah.
Good is not good enough at 7. When you are drafting 7th overall, they have to make an impact. They have to be a difference maker. They have to be elite for your team when you are drafting 7th over. It's why if you want to trade up, let's say if you are at 14, because remember the Chiefs, what'd they go from 15 to 10, something like
from
that?
From Mahomes?
That year from Mahomes?
Yeah.
Okay. When you make a jump, 5, 6, 7 spots, look how much value, look how much you have to give up.
Quite
just
a bit.
For that.
Quite a bit.
I'm not talking about from 28 to 7.
No.
I'm talking about for 5 spots.
Yeah.
Four to six spots.
Yeah,
what you have to
around.
Give up.
Yeah.
That tells you how valuable that pick is. That pick is valuable because that pick has to be a home run. It has to change and impact your franchise for a decade. It has to. And they haven't done that. And I, while Delanie Walker, like, by no means take this as a knock at Delanie Walker. Delanie Walker, you've heard me say that on the show, maybe the best free agent pickup they've ever had in their franchise history.
Really good.
Since they've been here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can make a case.
There's a really good argument
for that. It is the best free agent signing in
really
their
really good argument for that.
25 years here.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't even know what would qualify better. We'd have to go through that again.
Stop and think about it again.
But he may very well be the best free agent signing in the history of the franchise since they've been in this market. And he was really good.
Yeah.
But again, Delanie Walker sat behind Vernon Davis in San Francisco for years and years and years. Yeah. Just a number two, not compiling much. And clearly they saw something in him. They realized this guy, if given the opportunity, can explode. And he did.
And he did.
But for me, again, at seven, 2015 has to be every year. That's what it has to look like. It has to be somewhere between 90 and 110 every year because you're picking him seventh overall. And in this case, if you are willing to bypass the biggest position of need, which that position has been a crater mm-hmm. for the last 2 years. We yeah. all know it.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about it. By the way, Andre Dillard was signed by the Packers yesterday.
Well, he's still big and strong, so you know.
Oof. Still that former first-round pick yeah. still follows
goes
him, right?
Goes a long way.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Goes a long way.
The shelf life you can get out of a former first-round pick.
Long way.
Oof. Anyways, it has to be impactful. And to me, if Joel, that left tackle spot, think about that as we've talked about. Brad Hopkins, Michael Roos, Taylor Lewan basically covers up 23 of the 25 years. And look at the other 2 years that we just witnessed, what it looks like without them.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, right? Yeah. And for 23 of those seasons, we were like, wow. And we never talked about it other than, look how awesome it is to have a great left tackle.
Yeah.
There was never really nothing ever to say. I mean, Taylor Lewan obviously is a little bit different. He dealt with a lot of injuries, and Taylor was a lightning rod guy, right? I mean, you know, people loved him and people hated him. So,
yeah.
But, you know, Taylor brought a lot of it upon himself. I mean,
but,
you do the whole Boss Hog press conference and you do the stuff that he's done. That comes with the territory.
To your point, though, those three guys you just named, Roos, Hopkins, and Lewan, those are two round ones and a number two, you know, a second rounder there with Michael Roos. You know, it goes, and they were good. You have to go early, you know, with the offense. And, you know, to me, that's why I'm still, even if I think he's going to be really good, I can't, because you can't get him later.
No.
It doesn't seem like he can.
It's hard.
It's really hard to get
hard.
This particular position. And we've talked to Bill King about this and several other, you know, college football. We've talked to, Ross Tucker, I believe, who played offensive lineman in the NFL. Why is this position so doggone hard to fill? And it's because you're looking for a very specific freak athlete.
Freakish, there you go.
That you cannot find anywhere else. You can't find them just growing on trees.
Well, and everybody's going to identify them as that freakish athlete, so therefore they're going to go high in the draft.
Yeah.
So you can't slip one by. Like, the Michael Roos story is fantastic.
It is.
But it's hard. Like, you can't go into that can't be your strategy. We'll get him in the second round like we did Michael Roos. No, that's not how it works.
Also helped he was at, what was it, Eastern Washington?
Eastern Washington.
So, you know, maybe he didn't get as much, you know, if he played at USC.
100%.
Yeah, you know, he's not there.
But kudos to them for discovering him at Eastern Washington.
Absolutely.
But it's hard. Like, you can't make that work very often. That's a once in a, you know, decades type of move. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More of the McFarland Show here on WNSR. BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473. BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Bob's Steak and Chop House. Located in in the Omni Nashville Hotel is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts. From the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olsen. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone!
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
So you seem like you may have been surprised by my answer. Is that fair to say or no?
I don't know if I was surprised.
Are you a yes?
Yes on...
If it looks like Delanie Walker, you're a yes?
No. Okay. No, I want the tackle.
Okay.
To me, it gave me pause, though.
Okay.
It gave me pause. It was like, okay, because we don't know... The big hesitation for me with Brock Bowers is we don't know what he is on the NFL level. We see what he is at Georgia, which is, you know, excellent. But I'm not sure if I see the translation into the NFL, which, you know, is difficult to see. And again, the history says that tight ends typically aren't drafted very high if they're going to be very good. For me, I was thinking this, you know, but if I think that we can get high production out of him, then maybe it's worth, you know, the pick there at seven. But after careful consideration and thinking again that you can't find the offensive tackles elsewhere, you just can't. It doesn't seem like you can anyway. Then you need to go first round. It's got to be. The first round guy is what you're looking for. And so now it even further cements me towards Joe Alt, if he's there at seven. And even if he's not there, then, you know, the kid from Penn State, Fashanu,
yeah.
You know, could be, you know, the other guy, because again, you can't find him. And I know it's supposed to be a deep draft for, I got you. I heard it. But I mean, it's such a big need for this team. Unless Brian Callahan has got some kind of newfangled system that doesn't require an offensive tackle. then sure. Then we can just keep going, you know, with whatever they're doing.
I think the Vikings are a serious player in the jump up in front of the Titans and take a quarterback, which is good. Which is what,
yeah.
Again, when we were talking about with Chris Domino, it's what you want to have happen because they're going to take a quarterback. I think with Justin Jefferson not showing up to their workouts, we know Kirk Cousins is in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, yes, he is.
And they currently don't have, their quarterback situation is bleak, to say the least.
Yeah.
It's very clear they're going to draft a quarterback. I suspect, look, if you're going to keep, if you have any chance of keeping Justin Jefferson happy, and oh, by the way, you got Jordan Addison, who's looked really good last year as a rookie. You got TJ Hockenson. I mean, you got weapons.
Yeah.
I think they're the player to jump up there. I think it's going to be, I think that, I guess J.J. McCarthy is going to go fourth. Is that what? But I don't know. Is Penix, Nix, I don't know.
J.J. McCarthy, I'm not a believer, but you know.
I know everybody's trying, that's been the push, right,
yeah.
For J.J. McCarthy. I think the three is pretty, I feel like it's pretty clear. It's Caleb Williams, right?
Drake May.
Daniels and Drake May.
In whatever order you got them.
Those three are the big three. And then I know there's been this big push for McCarthy, but I don't know. Is it Penix next? So it feels like the Vikings, if they love one of those guys, maybe they're the team that jumps up.
Because the Vikings are at 11. And if you look at the teams in front of them, you know who else could take a quarterback is because the Vikings could stay at 11. But then you have the Jets sitting there at number 10. And the Jets, you know, I know they've got Aaron Rodgers this year. But beyond this year, Aaron Rodgers is certainly not promised. This is the last year of his contract. If you were them, you would want to get a quarterback that you believe in on the roster. And why not do it now versus doing it later?
I don't think they would dare mess with that again because of what happened in Green Bay. I don't think they would dare do that on his watch.
Oh, well, okay.
You know, I think it's just part of what you sign up for when you get him.
That's a good point.
I don't think they would dare do that.
That's a good point.
Because he's going to say, yet again, you drafted a high draft pick. I know Jordan Love ended up going lower than their 10th pick.
Yeah.
But you drafted a high draft for the future.
Yeah.
You didn't give me something now because the mocks I see are Brock Bowers is the one I see a lot at 10.
At 10.
To the Jets. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I can't imagine. But it is the Jets.
No, that's a good point, though.
So.
No, you bring up an excellent point.
All bets are off.
By the way, after the Jets, Minnesota, they need a quarterback. Denver, they need a quarterback.
Yeah.
And the Raiders, they need a quarterback. Yeah, all in order.
Those three are the three you have to watch heavily and see if the Cardinals, the Chargers, and the Giants are willing to trade down.
Or do one of those three go with Michael Penix Jr. or Bo Nix and not get into this and say, you know what, we're not giving up all of our draft capital to get J.J. McCarthy. We're going to sit right here and we're going to wait for either Penix or Bo Nix. And take our, you know, take our chances with one of them, and you know, and we're going to keep our draft picks, you know, and it just depends on how you. This is why these guys are paid what they're paid, because somebody's going to make that decision and it's going to set the course of the franchise for the next 5 to 7, maybe even longer years by making that decision to stay at the position that they're in and going with Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. And just like we've talked about with Justin Mello, there's a high percentage of guys who bomb, who don't do, I mean, if they do take 6 quarterbacks, now we're talking about potentially 6 quarterbacks in the first round. How many of those quarterbacks are going to be with their team 4 years from now?
Mm-hmm.
2?
Yeah.
Maybe. And now you've traded your whole franchise and the 49ers move where he did all this stuff and he ain't even here.
You just saw Mac Jones and Justin Fields not get to their second contract.
Gone.
And get traded. For 6th-round pick.
Gone.
First-round picks. Didn't make it to their second. Didn't even really get close. I mean, both had a year left, right?
Sure. And we were talking about them just like we're talking about these quarterbacks now.
100%. All right. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. Albert Breer had an appearance on Rich Eisen's show. We'll let you hear what he had to say, and we'll discuss to wrap it up.
All right.
As you listen to the McFarland Show, WNSR.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you. Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Honest opinions, genuine conversations. The McFarland Show.
Here's a little bit of what we were talking about. Albert Breer breaking down these quarterbacks on Rich Eisen's show. Here's what they had to say.
Jaden Daniels is there. Drake May is there. J.J. McCarthy's there. Michael Penix is there. You think it's going to be Jaden Daniels when it's all said and done?
I think so.
Okay. So then let's just remove him from that. And let me ask you a sports talk radio question. Okay. Which of the other three is the most likely future Giants quarterback getting a nice inside look-see at what the Commanders facility looks like?
I think if the Giants are going to take a quarterback, if they're going to trade up for a quarterback, my guess would be it'd be Drake May. And I think absent a trade up for Drake May, my guess would be maybe they look at a different position. Now again, none of that's set in stone. But I've heard them connected to Drake May for 2 months now. So I don't know if they like him enough to trade up to three to get him based on what I think it will cost, where I think New England would make someone pay to move into that third overall spot. But it's really made me think that Drake May is going third overall, whether it's to New England, whether it's to the Giants, or whether it's to Minnesota. I just think Drake May is going to wind up going third overall right now.
All right, Albert Breer, so you just walked us through what the Commanders are doing. Jaden Daniels is there. Drake May is there. J.J. McCarthy is there. Michael Penix is there. You think it's going to be Jaden Daniels?
Okay, so we just... It
looped on us. Okay.
So that's kind of like what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Like it seems like in no particular order, those are going to be the three. And then I'm not so sure positively that it's J.J. McCarthy at four. Like, I don't know for sure that Penix or Nix, could they jump him or no? Or has there just been too much talk about... By the way, how about him saying, I've heard the Giants and Drake May for 2 months. Giants, really? Are you going to do this again?
Yeah. And he just paid Daniel Jones.
I know, $45 million.
And we're drafting a quarterback in round one? Round one.
Sixth overall here. Here.
Oh.
That happened here on a rainy Thursday night.
Oh, that's rough stuff.
You remember that?
I do. I don't know if they're going to do that or not, but that's really rough stuff. I don't know where J.J. McCarthy's going to land. That's to me the wild card. Yep. We got all next week to talk about it.
All next week to talk about it. Predators will have game one in Vancouver Sunday night. Enjoy your weekend. We'll discuss it Monday starting at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then.